You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Bolseth.
And it is another Music Monday.
It is.
With Dr.
We keep doing this.
With Mark.
Oh, man.
It's a Music with Mark on Monday. Dr. Mark Laverty with us today. A little special time around the piano with Dr. Mark Laverty talking about an upcoming concert for life. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. So it sounds a little different today.
Yeah.
We're not in studio.
We aren't. We're like on location.
We are. We're on location because we're gathered around the piano with Dr. Mark Laverty. And so we set aside some time to record this. So this is recorded in advance, not live, but we'll treat it like it's live.
Of course.
If I still have coffee. You still have coffee. And if I mess up, we'll leave it in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With us today, Dr. Mark Laverty. He's presenting a concert for life coming up October 11th. And I have so many things to say about Dr. Mark Laverty. Music instructor, church musician, and very passionate about life issues. Dr. Laverty, so good to have some time with you today. Thanks for coming over today and spending some time with us around the piano.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Obviously, I'm a big proponent of classical music and church music, but also a very important issue in our society and in our church is life issues. Obviously, we have the abortion situation that is very tragic, and Lutherans for Life is kind enough to ask me to play this concert, which is a benefit concert on October 11th over at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. And it's a full classical concert. There will be some sacred religious pieces. I will be playing a lot of Bach, and I will be playing a few hymns, so we'll have a good hymn sing here and there.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit of your story. You and I were talking before our session today about your story, being very passionate about life issues, and also being a musician and spending some time wanting to continue your education as a musician as well. But tell us first how you how life issues became important to you.
Well, I started my music ministry, believe it or not, 40 years ago, and I was only 2 years old.
Very young.
Fortunately, people can't see us. We're on the radio, but I know I'm only in my 40s or so, but regardless, I started my music ministry out at Lord of Life Lutheran in Chesterfield, where I live. And after a few years, I became more and more involved in the church there as a musician, but also I started to realize there's a Lutherans for Life, and we have this serious issue of abortion in this country. And I think being a musician, someone who's sensitive to not only music, but to people around me, and especially to innocence in the womb, this is just not right, that these lives, these young lives, defenseless lives, are taken so early and tragically, because they offer so much promise to our world. Who was it? Mother Teresa was asked by Hillary Clinton, how she felt about abortion or something, and Mother Teresa told Mrs. Clinton that, we probably have aborted the first woman president. It's kind of a tragic thing in our country. But anyway, I was involved in life issues at Lord of Life, and then I started to pursue my musical degrees, and so I had to kind of step back from that for a while. But about 5 years ago at my new church now, Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, I felt compelled to start a life team, and we were pretty aggressive for a while. Things have kind of cooled off a little bit, but obviously I'm back in the saddle, so to speak, on the piano bench, and hoping to raise some money for Lutherans for Life at this concert.
That's fantastic. How can music and life issues go hand in hand. You mentioned a little bit about musicians maybe being more aware of the people around them and the feelings of people around them, but how can these two things go hand in hand?
Well,
the million-dollar question.
Well, I'll refer to the quote by Bach that I told Andy earlier. The aim and final end of all music should be none other than the glory of God and the refreshment of the soul. And this is another lament of mine, is that classical music is sometimes hard to find in our society, especially a piano concert like this. There's some around, if you dig around, down at Powell Hall or at the Sheldon or what have you, but music is a tremendous gift that God has given to us to refresh our souls, to inspire us, to lift us up in this veil of tears that we have to walk day by day. I was talking again with Andy earlier. He asked me how I was doing. I could be worse. I could be in the tsunami over in, I think it's Indonesia, Southeast Asia, or the floods in North Carolina, or the fires in California, or the shootings in our big cities. There's a lot of tragedies going on in our world. And here I am sitting in this beautiful chapel of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, playing some of the greatest music in the world. And it's, why do I deserve that? It's just such an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. And hopefully to draw other people to this music, because this is the most inspiring music, and hopefully at this concert it will inspire people to do great deeds in their lives, to at the very least donate a little money to keep this great organization running, because it's not inexpensive to run Lutherans for Life, but also to volunteer, to get on board, to do things to maybe persuade their family members or friends to lobby for the unborn. Because if we don't, it's a tragedy.
How do you use music in your own congregation? You serve as the director of music at Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, Missouri, with Pastor Femmel, right?
Pastor Mark Femmel, yes.
Both huge advocates for life. How do you use music in your own parish to encourage the saints of that congregation to cherish this gift of life?
Boy, I don't know that they directly intersect, apart from what I mentioned, music being an inspiration to draw people closer to Christ. And Christ, of course, commands us to be loving and caring for the least of these. I just heard on KFUO somebody talking about, it was on the Lutheran Hour Sunday, talking about the millstone being tied around your neck if you abuse these little ones. That's some serious stuff. So I pray that the work of our choir and the music that I play on the organ and piano will help to bless people and help them be sensitized to life issues. And from time to time, we bring that up in our church, of course, in January with Life Sunday. But with this concert, we're encouraging people to participate and get involved.
You mentioned the concert will have both sacred music, some hymns, as well as a variety of piano music. We need to take a break briefly, but before we do that, share with us a little bit about a selection and maybe share some of that selection with us.
Certainly. Of course, we didn't mention the first piece, but that is Sheep May Safely Graze by Johann Sebastian Bach, and it is actually an arrangement for piano from the choral version that Bach wrote, and it was arranged by a teacher of one of my teachers. And the man's name who arranged it is Egon Petri. He was a French person, but he taught my teacher. My teacher is now 93, and so I am a grand student of the man who made that arrangement of Sheep May Safely Graze. And that's the theme of this concert. Obviously, sheep, we as children of God are sheep grazing through this wilderness, and with our shepherd leading us, we are hopefully at peace, safely grazing. So this next piece, which I just set aside here, is a prelude in G by Bach.
Support Lutheran education and join us at Brew in the Lou Tasting Festival Saturday, October 13th from 1 in the afternoon to 5 in the evening at Francis Park, featuring a sampling of St. Louis' best in beer, spirits, coffee, and good eats. Festivities include live music, dancing, vendor sampling, and selling. For information, you can call 314-200-0797 or visit lesastl.org. That's lesastl.org.
Hello, this is Dale Meyer, and I'm the host of Concordia Seminary's program, Word and Work, an Intersection. It airs weekly on Thursday afternoons at 2 o'clock Central Time, right here on KFUO. Together, we'll discover how the Word of God applies to daily life as we go about our various vocation. Be sure to tune in each week for an interesting discussion taking place at the intersection of Word and Work.
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. Keep Kids First is a recently formed organization designed to protect faith-based adoption and foster care agencies from discrimination. I discussed the new organization with Alliance Defending Freedom senior attorney Matt Sharp on World Lutheran News Digest, heard Wednesday at 2:30 and Saturday at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO.
Listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We should do this every week.
Sure. I'm up for it.
I love this. Live music and
Coffee. That's right.
Works for me.
Life, and talking about life issues as well, our guest today, Dr. Mark Laverty, pianist, church musician, and life advocate, speaking about life-affirming issues. And upcoming concert, October 11th, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. That's at 7 p.m., right?
Yes.
Concert for Life. Tell us a little bit about the title or the theme of the concert.
Well, Sheep May Safely Graze is the theme of the concert, which I kind of conjured up because that is a piece I've played since my bachelor's degree. It was on my first senior recital, and it is just a touching piece that is ubiquitous. A lot of people know that piece. It is not necessarily a religious or sacred piece, but it does have the connotation of Christians being sheep, and in the arms of our Savior, of our Shepherd, we are safe to graze and live our lives, even though we have difficulties and tragedies. As I relate that to the life issue, we should make all people safe to graze, including the unborn, including toddlers, including the mothers and the parents and the families that go through this distress of a supposed unwanted child. That's kind of how that came about. And before I forget, I want to thank you both, I don't think I did earlier, for having me on. It's really a blessing and an honor and a privilege.
Our pleasure.
This is fun. So you've been playing a few selections from Bach. The rest of the program is some Rachmaninoff, some Liszt, some Chopin, some hopefully familiar classical composers for a lot of people. What is the significance of these pieces for you and for this recital?
Well, that's a great question. People often ask me, Mark, who is your favorite composer? And for a long time...
That's a dangerous question.
Is it like
question?
Asking what your favorite hymn is?
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite piece of music?
Yeah.
For a long time, I wasn't sure. But over the past 10 years or so, as I've become more of a proponent of Bach and a performer of Bach, I have a CD, Music of Bach, and I've done a lot of research on his life. And then knowing that he was a Lutheran like I am, it's like, okay, that's a no-brainer. Bach is the best. And then not only that, but in my research, I came up with all these great musicians like Chopin, like Liszt, like Wagner of all people, Rimsky-Korsakov. They all have had the highest admiration for Bach and his music. Chopin had all his students playing Bach, and Liszt wrote, numerous transcriptions of Bach's works for piano and for organ. It's incalculable the effect that this great Christian man has had on music. And one composer, Rimsky-Korsakov, goes so far as to say, I had no idea of the historical evolution of the civilized world's music and had not realized that all modern music owes everything to Bach. That's huge. Mm-hmm. All modern music owes something to Bach for his leadership. So,
Bach is best. There you have it.
Bach is best.
There's a hashtag for you.
And Bach is back, like to say.
So how much does Bach influence your music today? I mean, you listed all of these great musicians throughout time that Bach has influenced. Well, I shouldn't say throughout time, throughout parts of history.
Since his life, sure.
Since the beginning of time. No, not that part. How Bach has influenced them. Where do we see that in your music? How has Bach influenced your music? And you can use musical terms because we have lots of musicians who are listeners.
Sure.
That's true.
Well, obviously, as I said, my Bach CD was my debut CD, and actually my only one right now. But even since then, I have accumulated enough music to create another CD. of Bach, and I'm just looking for the opportunity and the funds to be able to do that, because it's pretty expensive to get a producer, and the location and the piano, a lot of things have to come together. It really should be simpler than doing an orchestral or choral recording, but it does take a lot of effort and money. But I teach my students Bach, and I have at least a half a dozen Lutheran students who I'm really proud of. So Bach is just a big influence.
So coming back to the life issues, the point of this concert, supporting Lutherans for Life, why are you so passionate about life issues now? Growing up and maturing, sometimes you learn things as you become an adult. Why is this so important to you now in this time in your life?
I cannot say except that God's Word compels us. And I'm a great fan and a listener of the Law and Gospel program, and that Tom Baker has right after yours. And when you go to church, you hear God's law, you hear the gospel, and as I said before, to have the blessings that we have, and then to know that other people are hurting, in particular in this case, unborn, are being killed, I can't live with that. And how can you? It's almost, people compare it to the Holocaust. You've got to take a stand for them. And I think the older I get, the more I value my life, the more I value life in general, and want everybody to experience God's blessings, to experience this great music. I hope that answers your question.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get in. I think we can fit in two more in the time that we have. Share with us a little bit about the next piece.
Okay, this, again, my program is heavily weighted with Bach because he's my favorite. But on the second half of the program, I will be playing Rachmaninoff, Liszt, and Chopin. But I have to play this one piece, this English Suite by Bach. It's just very invigorating. I'm just going to play a little 30-second clip, and it's going to move pretty quick. So.
Beautiful. Details about the Concert for Life, Sheep May Safely Graze, featuring Dr. Mark Laverty, pianist, October 11th, 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. Free will offering?
Yes, there are no tickets needed. You can just show up. If you can give $1, if you can give $100, whatever amount you can give, there will be an offering plate that you can just, and hopefully I'll play well enough that will inspire you to give, but we've got to reverse this situation of abortion and inform people throughout the church and in our country about these life issues.
And all taking place in conjunction with the Lutherans for Life Conference at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet as well. And you have some upcoming engagements around the Midwest here, St. Louis, and surrounding areas as well in the near future. Is there a place that we can follow you and keep up on where you're going to be?
Of course. Thank you for asking. I have a website, marklaverty.com, and that's L-A-V-E-R-T-Y. M-A-R-K is the first name. marklaverty.com. And of course, I would also encourage people to go to lutheransforlife.org. I think that's their website, to find out more about this concert and then the conference that follows right after it.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, October 11th, 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. One more piece to wrap up our time here in the coffee hour. It has been so fun. I wish we could do live music every week.
You probably could.
Or, I guess it's recorded, but it's kind of like live.
It's live for us.
It is live right now. I'm playing live. Our last piece today.
I thought I would end with the famous Minute Waltz by Chopin, which actually takes a couple minutes, but I'm just going to play a little clip.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.